Another bite-sized serving from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon.
Every once in a while, you come across a story where, and I think when we're in the entertainment business, when we're in this business that we're in, Sharon, sometimes, you know, you hear, you see a lot, and you can become kind of numb, and things don't surprise you perhaps as much as they used to. I got to be honest with you. I don't even know where to go with this story. This is just one of those things. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. This is like one of those. Who is it that does the comedy thing? Here's Your Sign.
Oh, Here's Your Sign. Yeah. It's a redneck comedy.
Yeah. This is like, you know, if you have taken to stealing human body parts, here's your sign that your life may have taken a wrong turn somewhere along the line. This is just, and stealing body parts to get high. This is just crazy. There's a 26-year-old guy from Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and he was busted last month after he stashed a human brain in a Walmart bag underneath his relative's porch. Just popping under there, under the porch. The relative wound up calling the cops, and this guy told them he had the brain because it was preserved in formaldehyde. And what he likes to do is he likes to get his marijuana and he likes to soak it in the formaldehyde before he smokes it. Apparently, I didn't know this, but I'm colour me naive, if you lace your marijuana with formaldehyde, it can have effects like PCP, but it's super dangerous smoke, right? And it'll probably fry your brain.
You know, the crazy thing about this story, nowhere in here does it tell us where he got a human brain.
No. Well, police think it was from a medical teaching lab or something. So he's been charged with abuse of a corpse, as he should be. You know what I think is probably, I mean, as ridiculous as this whole thing is, you know, stealing a brain to soak your weed in the formaldehyde to smoke it. Here's what I think. If that were my brain stolen from a medical teaching lab, I think the biggest indignity is having it stashed in a Walmart bag, right? Under the porch somewhere. That's pretty awful, isn't it?
Well, at least they could put it in a Neiman Marcus bag.
Yes, or a Nordstrom bag.
Nordstrom,
or something.
There you
if
go.
Anyone's going to steal my brain, don't pop it in a Walmart bag.
Have
please.
A little respect.
Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.